March 21st, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny but cold suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can't handle the truth. RBN's website, as you know, is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. You can see who is going to be on tomorrow, who was on last week, who was on last month. All the information is right there on my radio schedule page, which you can access just by going to spingola.com. You can follow some of the interesting links that are usually compatible with the guests for a particular day. There is on my website a link to ZCF's book, Masters of Deception, that you can download for nothing. He spent a lot of time, a lot of work, a lot of effort, and put his heart and soul into that book, and I think it deserves your attention, and I think that we all ought to read it. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chattango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest again today is Mark R. Elsis. His name is spelled E-L-S-I-S. His websites are, well, a couple of them, are loveearth.net, and that's just with one E. A couple of other websites are depopulation.org and overpopulation.net. Now, yesterday he mentioned a website that he is going to have and that he will be publishing his very lengthy and comprehensive document on Holocaust revisionism. And that website, when he gets it up, will be holocaustrevisionism.com. But be patient and wait until he gets that up and running. If you want his revisionist document before that, then just email him at mark@loveearth.net. Mark, welcome to the program.
Good day, Deanna. And today we'll be going over an article that I've written and put together called Homo Sapiens Population is Crashing, Culling the Herd Since 1987. And this one is on depopulation.org. It is split into five sections, and they are Homo sapiens population is crashing, why is the population of Homo sapiens crashing, the sixth mass extinction, Homo sapiens life expectancy is declining, and will we choose extinction or immortality? So these are the sections that it's broken down into. I'd like to begin with a quote I have that's one of my favorite quotes, and it's this. All larger organisms, including ourselves, are living testimonies to the fact that destructive practices do not work in the long run. In the end, the aggressors always destroy themselves, making way for others who know how to cooperate and get along. Life is much less a competitive struggle for survival than a triumph of cooperation and creativity. And that's from a wonderful, creative, pretty much genius, Fritjof Capra. And he's written many books, including The Web of Life. And he's a wonderful man that I've read many of his books. So what got me into this and made me write Depopulation was that I wrote a study, I guess it's 13 years ago now, in 2000, about the on the population of Homo sapiens.
Mark, hold that thought for 3 minutes. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Deanna, and our guest again today is Mark R. Elsis, and we are talking about depopulation. The website is depopulation.org. And you mentioned, Mark, before the break that some of these, the wicked cabal would start self-destructing, and I'm kind of anxious to witness some of that. When can we expect it?
I believe it's been happening since, I guess, the man has started agriculture around 10,000 years ago was the onset of it. You can also make another milestone as the beginning of the Industrial Revolution or the finding of what is known as oil in, what was it, 1859. There's many different milestones along the way. Another major one, the one that got me to, this is somewhat 24, 25 years ago, I came up with we are energy. Our species or most all life is based on some form of energy. And ours is the world's food grains and the fish stocks that make us who we are. And I used to watch and read an organization called World Watch and from Lester Brown, and now he's in Earth Policy. But they used to do the global consumption per capita of the world's food grains, and they peaked in 1984. And they started going down every year after. So when I saw these numbers for a few years, I postulated that our species population will peak very soon. People looked at me like I had about five heads and just didn't quite grasp the idea. Nonetheless, we did. In 1987, our population has been on the increase since the end of the Black Plague in Europe in 1351 or so. There's been little blips along the way for wars, such as World War I and the influenza that broke out in 1918 and World War II. But on the whole, it's been on an upward trend for the last six and a half centuries. So, and what happened is that it peaked finally in 1987. And in 1987, we added just over 87 million people to the world's population. This is 3 years after the world's food grains peaked in 84. And 2 years before, by the way, the oceanic fish catch was peaked in 1989, I believe, at 100 million metric tons. Back in 2000, said I have to write about this. So I started going back into all the population numbers, and what I saw was it peaked, like I said, in 1987, and it just the year before that, in 1999, in October, they said we reached 6 billion people. And back in 1987, the same year that we peaked, I believe it was also in October, we reached 5 billion people. So in these 12 years, we went from 5 billion to 6 billion. This sounds like a lot. It's roughly averages out to 83 and a third million per year. So in 87, we peaked at just a hair over 87 million people. Every year after that, we start going down and adding fewer and fewer. We're still adding people, but less people each year. The United Nations put out numbers of low, median, and high, and for 6 years preceding the 2000 overpopulation.net study that I did, the population of the planet was lower than the United Nations low number every year, and significantly it became progressively every year proportionally lower than their low number. So I extrapolated out from this that we're going to reach zero population growth sometime between 2020 and 2029. Even the United Nations back then had us reaching zero population growth, which means exact replacement of 2.1 people per couple in 2037. So what you have is that you have 87 million people, and then it starts going down and down, and in 1999, what you have is going, it's going down roughly 1.5 million people, even up to 2.1 million people per year for these 12 years. Well, it actually averages out to just over 1.5 million, but I think it's a little bit more, but I'll stay away from my own little theory, but here. The actual numbers were, it went down and down and down. So we added these 1 billion people from 5 to 6 billion from 99, and from 87 to 99. And you have a problem now because you're down in 1999 to adding roughly about 68.5 million people now. It was going down each year from the peak in 87 when we added just over 87 million to in 99, they were saying we had only adding roughly 68 million. I believe it was around 63 million, but like I said, that's another story. It's much more complicated, but you have now it's 68 million people. So in the last 13 years since I've wrote this, somewhere along the way, they changed the numbers. And I don't know exactly when that this switch happened. I wasn't paying attention. But I did realize in October of 2011, once again, 12 years, from October of 1999 to October 2011, we went from now they're saying we went from 6 billion to 7 billion. Okay, now this, like I said, it's roughly 83 and a third million people adding per year, 12 divided by a billion. And so what you have here now is in 1999, we're at 68 million. And yet they're saying all of a sudden magically we added, and we're going down roughly 1.5 to 2 million people per year. So we, you know, the next year after that would be 66.5 and then 65 and so on all the way down. And this is now a 12-year trend. All of a sudden they're magically saying that this trend, it's gone. Nobody wants to recognize this anymore. And this is what made me write this new piece, is that I guess I'm one of the few people in the world that actually knows these numbers and had written down, because I did the numbers at the exact time before they changed these numbers. Because, and I actually got on national radio and talking about this when my overpopulation was, I think, 1 or 2 in the world in Google at the time. And a lot of people were saying, well, this is a good thing, huh, Mark? And I was saying, no, what it is it's an indication that we're in overshoot. We're past our carrying capacity. We're being a detriment to the natural order of things on the planet. The world cannot, even though we've went through amazing technologies, I believe it was in 1906 where we, in the United States, we peaked in food grain, somewhere around that area. But because of the new pesticides and fertilizers of the offshoots of the oil industry, and we began to get this going up again, and then the green revolution of water and irrigation, it revived this and going up and up and up. But it, once again, like I said, it peaked the world's consumption of the food grains, I believe just under 700 pounds per person in 84. So you have a natural, what the earth can put out for us. So once again, back sort of to the numbers, you have now between 1999 and 2011 saying that we went from 6 billion to 7 billion. So, and I don't know, it's been the last few years that I've realized that they changed the numbers. And I haven't really written, and I took a 7-plus-year hiatus for writing, except for my film, which occupied a few years of my time doing that. But I just took off from writing, so I didn't. But this was bothering me tremendously, because here you have them completely lying. I mean, how can you add 83 and a third billion per year for 12 years when you're at 68 billion and 68 and a half billion or whatever to begin with, and you're going down roughly a million and a half to 2 million a year? How does that number magically get up to 83 billion? And it's really interesting. I brought this before I wrote this. I just wrote a short little one-page overview of what I'm saying here, and I brought it to a lot of top people in this industry of zero population growth, and even Lester Brown himself, and I've never gotten a reply back from these people, and I find it, I don't know, it's quite interesting that these numbers are irrefutable. This is what it is, and now the numbers have changed, and everybody's making it look like everything is fine, and that's what this really means, is that what I believe they're doing is they're hiding the true numbers of our population crashing, and this is beyond significant.
So what you're saying is you do not believe that the Earth is overpopulated, but that it is in fact crashing, that we're decreasing.
The way we use the resources of the planet, I mean, it depends on who you are, of course. I mean, the people in the United States go through a lot more of the footprint of the planet's natural resources. But here we go with the music, is that?
All right, right. Yep. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Our guest again today is Mark R. Elsis, and the website that we're talking about is Depopulation, depopulation.org. And somebody in the chat room wrote the following. I think that this is a very untrue statement, and I strongly disagree. The true reasons why our population is crashing is we have passed our sustainable limits for both of our major food, energy sources, grains, and fish, as well as very quickly reaching our freshwater population. This is what you wrote at overpopulation.net. And you're talking about passing our sustainability. And yet, scarcity is caused by governments, not nature. Nature is bountiful, and I personally believe this also, and promotes life almost everywhere it is allowed to prosper without deadly interference from governments. If the resourcefulness of people's imagination, innovation, and creativity were not limited by governmental interference, there would be no resource scarcity at all. And I do believe that. I believe that that the creator, whoever it might be, has created a self, let's see, how do I say this? That there is enough for all. And I believe that it is, that men interfere, particularly a certain species of men who want to control all the resources and create the scarcity. So the statement that you made, the true reasons for why our population is crashing is that we have passed our sustainable limits for both of our major food energy sources, grains and fish.
Correct.
And our freshwater limits.
I didn't even get into the freshwater limits, but yes. What it is it's everything is through nature has a natural cycles of you have too many of one species, and it gets put in checks and balances, either with where that species can live, or another predator coming in and taking it. All I'm saying is, and we can get into all the reasons and the quite nefarious reasons that are causing this, and what. I mean, there is. You see the list of all what man and the governments and our dear friends are doing to the planet. But even beside that, you run up against certain natural limits of you can only have X amount with you can't have exponential growth on a finite planet is what it comes down to. Can't have it. There are certain limits to what the system can put forth to hold and keep people in a life force. And what happens is after these limits are reached, you'll have a collapse. And this happens all the time in nature. You'll have, you know, too many rabbits, and then all of a sudden some foxes will come in and take care of the rabbits.
Well, I think the foxes and the rabbits kind of coexist.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And that the foxes keep the rabbit population down.
Yes.
Unless there is some sort of man-made catastrophe, such as the Dust Bowl, where you had all these rabbits running all over the place because of man's interference in nature.
Yes, and I'm saying that's exactly true. That's what I'm saying here with this, is that this is the same thing. We cannot, it's a natural thing. And we cannot keep on expecting to have infinite growth on a finite planet. That's all.
Well, how do you know? How do you know that? I mean, did you get some sort of special information from
all the knowledge that I've, from where? From the Creator? Well,
yeah,
Because of all the knowledge that I have ascertained in my life has led me to this understanding. It's everything in science that is based has come to this conclusion, and the whole body of work has said this. That's why. I mean, every living organism can only reach a certain place, and then it will get culled back. And this culling is both natural and man-made. Now this is where it becomes
Okay, let's talk about the man-made collapse.
Right. I mean, this is where it comes from. Now, why is the population of Homo sapiens crashing, which is a second section here? And this is, as you know, as much as I believe that there's true limits to growth, and there are also these man-made and I didn't. Even though I know of all the atrocities we're about to speak about man-made, which is exacerbating this relentlessly, I didn't want to truly believe that it was concerted effort. I thought it was pretty much just capitalism run amok. And so,
I mean, capitalism and communism are two wings of the same bird of prey.
Yes, they are, and it doesn't matter, right? It's just a name for it, but it's just a reckless abandon of what man is doing, or I could say. But it's capitalism is the offspring of usury, and it's turned into using all the different resources.
Okay, we will be back in 3 minutes. We have some commercials coming up. Hope you'll listen to them. And support the people who support RBN. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. That name is spelled E-L-S-I-S. And the website that he is using today is depopulation.org. Now, do you support the theories of Thomas Robert Malthus? And his essay on the principle of population?
All I can say about that, it's quite a complicated issue. It's not as, I find that, people in the United States are going to use X amount of resources to live, whereas a person in say, India will use a lot less of the resources to live, and all I'm saying is we're living on a what I call piece of debris number three, the third rock from a sun. We're in the Goldilocks zone, and we have life that flourishes here. We can create anything.
It would flourish in every single country if it weren't for the people who are trying to control all the resources. That the people in the United States would be using the same amount of energy as the people in India. And certainly we should not be made to feel guilty because we use more resources than the people of India. It's people who are in control that should be made to culpable for this.
The people that are running the ship are running it into the reef is what it comes down to.
Right.
There's a much better way to the resources that we have, which are abundant, and we can create anything we want this is what I'm saying. It's quite complicated in a way, but it's simple but yet complicated. But I'm going to go into now why I believe this is being exacerbated by the powers that be through their usury, and which has spawned parasitical corporations that have compromised our air, water, and food. And this predatory capitalism is culling the herd and making obscene profits doing it. And like I was saying before we broke, I didn't want to believe this myself, even though I probably know better than almost anybody on the planet that this is happening. I didn't want to connect the dots, so to speak. I just thought it was the way they're running the ship by doing and just running it out of control was haphazard. I do not believe that anymore, and this is a major change for me, that this is now on purpose, and they're here to depopulate the planet back down to under a billion people. And many people in the last 40 some odd years have been saying this, and part of the reason is what I have said from Limits of Growth back in 73 or whatever it was. But you have what I'm trying to say is you have a much better way of running the system. The number one problem we have is usury, in my eyes. This is, I'd like to get down to the root of every problem, and it's this usury compound interest that our dear friends, the Jews, have thrown upon us and have taken over the world with this game. And own almost every central bank in the world that has, out of this, we have gotten corporations. And you're correct in saying, of course, you know, it doesn't matter if it's capitalism or communism. It's two sides of the same coin. It's both their game. It's just a game so we could play each other to fight each other, to kill each other. But that's a whole other sort of issue. It's much deeper. So, and you have inside of the usury, they've set up these central banks throughout the world, and they've started what is known as fractional reserve banking, which is, they learned a long time ago that when they used to store gold, that you only had to keep, you know, people have the gold, shipping it. They found out that, well, people never come for the gold in the deposits, in the reserves. So,
they exploited the system and
right, exactly. So you can now use 10 times, you can lend out 10 times the amount of deposits that you have.
Right.
So this is inherently now you're gaming the system. And you're, this is now what is in most countries, with their central banks, which are almost every country on the planet now. And so you have this game of fractional reserve banking, and you have, like before the crash in 2007, 2008, you had these, people like, Goldman Sachs, you had them betting up to 333, I believe it was, to one. On their reserves, and J.P. Morgan 52-1, and other major institutions 71, and this kind of thing against it, what their reserves are. So this is another way just to steal the money from everybody, and not play the game with inside the system of you know, you put a dollar in, you take a dollar out, kind of thing. So, and another offshoot of that to steal our money is the whole derivatives and what's behind that. It's an elaborate game just to really take our money from us. But,
okay, so yep. Relate that to the various multinational corporations that
right.
seem to be doing all of this destruction.
Well,
for instance, Monsanto.
Exactly.
And the medical mafia and all the other multinationals.
that's the first thing I have under fractional, under this usury and fractional reserve banking, that they have formed corporations to protect themselves. This is what has come out of this game, is these corporations where they don't have the responsibility, they can't go in, and they have very limited responsibility on what they do. So they've put a shield up to hide themselves for all the nefarious parasitical nonsense that they do, these people. And one of them is GMOs right now in Monsanto. And this is what I was alluding to before, is that you have companies that are putting out, you know, unnatural pesticides and herbicides and all of these kind of things into the natural atmosphere, into the natural crop, crops, and ruining what we have been given. So, I mean, you have Monsanto, which is, you know, came out of Jewish families that were running the slave trade, and they picked a nice name that didn't associate with them. And you have, I mean, this is one of the perhaps the most, one of the most evil corporations on the planet. And what they are doing now with, and their whole history, but what they're doing now with trying to patent life itself, in their genetically modified organisms. I mean, you have what happened in California with Prop 37. They're gaming the system once again. They don't care if there's a labeling. They're and they know that the main thing is to hit them with a frontal assault on this. We don't know the science, and we do know a lot of the science already, but this is run amok. This is parasitical corporations making decisions without knowing the true science behind it. And even when they do know the true science behind it, they are going ahead with it anyway.
I think it's very deliberate. I think Monsanto, in fact, a French corporation, a French person, a firm over there in France, put out a film. It's called The World According to Monsanto. And yep. Initially, you could only get a copy by writing to France. And then it had, you know, English subtitles. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it was very interesting. And it is available now as an English version. You can also find on YouTube
The World According to Monsanto?
The World According to Monsanto, yes, I believe that is available.
Yeah, I have a link on it from this document itself, right. Mm-hmm. It's and there's been many other films. Jeffrey Smith has done a lot of wonderful right. work in this, Seeds of Deception. And you have, yeah, I mean, we've been playing with a game that is very volatile, and not knowing the full consequences of the actions, and like I said, and sometimes they do, and they're still doing it, and even when they find out, they're doing it, and this is what has turned me now in the last few years into believing it is now on purpose.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, it's on purpose. I mean, if they're putting fluoride in our water and aspartame in our food and in our milk now, that you know, they're trying to put it in milk and 17 other dairy products, this is absolutely on purpose. It's very deliberate. They're trying to depopulate the planet and have it for themselves.
I don't know what's going to be left if they think they have some kind of, you know, people have asked me, well, what's their end game? You know, I mean, if they're... I'm going to go through a whole list of every atrocity that is occurring to make this depopulation occur. Matter of fact, I just saw a little clip with Bill Gates, and he slipped out and said this in a very recent interview. And he, I forget how many shares of Monsanto he owns. And, you know, he's trying to go over there and vaccinate all the children under the, you know, this is a good thing. Yeah, I don't know if this man is
and just... he referred to decreasing the population when he was talking about vaccines. So that's very deliberate.
Yes, exactly.
Let it slip out.
Yep. Yeah, and this is
His father was a eugenist also.
Yeah, I mean, no, well, that people don't realize that's was yes, we played with that about 100 years ago. We started playing with eugenics, but you know, the people, and here's a, you know, it's people say, well, is this a good thing or not? You know, in a lot of these top people have been saying this for 40 something or more years, that we have to decrease our population, or back to your, you know, I'm jumping around here because it's sort of complicated, but you go back and you see now just with the GMOs, they're patenting life, they're and now that we know the ramifications, it's like I said with the labeling, they also misdirect the energy that we have. By, like, you think, you just because California is going to try to get a labeling law, which, by the way, it's interesting that the numbers on that and the computer fraud that went on, but, and that they couldn't find the counts, and they went into another county, and they were going to get a charge exorbitant rates just to try to get a recount on this. I mean, the whole thing is rigged. So Monsanto is as long as they can, you can play the game inside their box, they're laughing all the way to wherever. I mean, we need to make a full frontal assault on this and stop this kind of thing. But yet, the genie's out of the bottle, and there's an important case in front of the Supreme Court right now about patenting life. I mean, how dare these people try to patent life itself?
Well, that's why they criminalized hemp, and so that because they couldn't patent it.
Yeah, I mean, well, here, that's a perfect example. I mean, hemp is what the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were written upon. So you have, and you had all the founding fathers growing hemp, and a lot of them even smoked, as far as I've learned. And here you have, in 1937, you had the law against the marijuanas, the cannabis, and which was pretty much a direct affront on hemp, and they made hemp illegal under the guise of making marijuana illegal, and marijuana reef is medicine, all these kind of propaganda films that came out asserting that marijuana is a terrible thing for you. Well, it's interesting to know that we have all these marijuana receptors in our body. So, I mean, this plant has been growing for 34 million years or so on this planet, and we've been using it ever since. It's funny to make that illegal, but the hemp, the products, I mean, Henry Ford built a car out of hemp.
Sure. Did it so that they could take control of the illegal, the illegal drug trade.
Well, they own the illegal drug trade. They always have.
I mean, that's destructive too.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's sort of like the Delano family and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That's where he got their money from. Or John Forbes Kerry, the Forbes family. He's also a drug runner. That's why he's Secretary of State now. I mean, these people are you know, here's Kerry. He didn't know he was Jewish. It's interesting. Like another predecessor, Madeleine Albright, another Secretary of State, didn't realize she was Jewish. What is this? So that's another whole thing. But I mean, that kind of stuff is you know, and saying 500,000 children is perfectly fine to kill in Iraq and that kind of thing. And it's a lot more than 500,000 children that were killed in Iraq. And that was just the sanctions up to whatever it was, 1997 at that point.
Right.
So people say that number, and it's a hell of a lot more than 500,000 children. And that's the price to pay, that this lady has the freaking chutzpah to say this kind of stuff. I mean, this, when you start killing children and don't give a blank about it, it gets under my skin, but that's another subject too. You have the GMOs, so they do this on purpose, like this California thing. I can't say this enough, that they make us think like we have, you know, Coke and Pepsi for president. It's both of their choices. So if you can try to get labeling where they know they can control the electronic machines now, and that's all we can do, but thank you. And so everybody fights for labeling in California, because if it goes in California, it'll go all over the country. Oh, great, it's labeled. So what? The genie's out of the bottle with this thing. Right. And they have the audacity to say, I mean, the man up in Canada that's sued, you know, his family was on this farm for I don't know how many generations, cultivating the seeds on his family farm for generations and getting the best seeds he can get and doing it the natural way within the system. And here comes Monsanto and giving their deadly seeds to other farmers, selling them to them, and have to sell them every year, the seeds, and then they drift onto his land. They drift onto his land, ruin his family's generations of making best seeds, and then they have the audacity to sue him for stealing their product.
Indeed. All righty, we are going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Mark R. Elsas. His website for today's topic is depopulation.org. And we were talking before we went to the break about a lot of stuff. And it kind of makes me wonder, you know, that the elites have a heritage seed vault stored away in some mountain somewhere. And so they plan on bringing all the good seeds out after they get rid of us.
This is actually a smart thing in a way. that they're doing. But it's a telltale sign. Why are they doing this? What are they getting ready for? As a lot of things, it has, you can read into it different things. But, you know, I want to go back just one thing and then start going on because we're getting caught up in, I mean, a lot of important little issues. But, you know, as you said with the hemp, it was outlawed in 1937 under the Marijuana Act. And it was interesting that in 1942, during World War II, they needed hemp. And so there was little documentary movies made called Hemp for Victory, where then they promoted the growing of hemp again with the farmers of the United States. And right after World War II, of course, it's now illegal again. So they can flip back and forth when they want on these issues, which is real important. The next one I have on my list is there are over 90,000 man-made chemicals that are interacting that we know very little about the interactions of these chemicals. This is a major problem that we just don't know. I associate it, and here I'm going off the track again, jumping around, but we're a real interesting species where we realize that asteroids have come now, we know this, and hit us. And we had just last month there, we had one that flew by us, missed us, whatever, by 17,000 miles. And the same day that happened, one, a very small one, about 55 feet in diameter, blew up over Russia. And this is the same day. This is sort of like a calling card. And I've been saying this forever, near-Earth objects. So we know these things are going to hit us, and there's different formulas for it, and yet we haven't allocated the resources to protect ourselves from them. Or another one like this is the cosmic rays that will hit us. One happened, I believe, what was it, 770 AD? But the one that we really know about was in 1859, a major one happens where the telegraph wires burnt up. And another one happened in 21. And if something happened, and these things happen every X amount of years. So it's a natural thing that the sun will put out and will hit us. If the 1859 one happened today, we're in deep trouble because of our electronics and that the world depends upon. So, and we're not protecting ourselves from this.
Alrighty, I think this is all kind of deliberate. I don't think anything just happens coincidentally. We'll be right back with our guest after our 60-second top-of-the-hour break.